So the big question is this. How are gigging musicians like us, who don't make any money streaming, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we treat our music careers as online businesses in a way that lets us get our music and the things we believe in out to the world, yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Jared Judge, and welcome to the Gigging Musician Podcast.
What's up, gigging pros? It's Jared. And I want to let you know that I am relaunching some of my Facebook ads to try to help me get more gigs. So a while back on this podcast, I ran an experiment where I used Facebook ads and I ran a video of my group performing at a wedding. And I think the call to action, like what did I have people do after those Facebook ads, was just go directly to my band or my group's website. And if they liked what they saw, then hopefully they would book an appointment with me or something like that. And it worked, kind of. Like, it wasn't a smashing success like I had hoped it would be. But we did get some nibbles. I actually did book a couple gigs from it. However, if you know anything about running Facebook ads, is that you're paying for those ads. You set a daily budget where you could go as low as like a couple dollars a day. And I think I was doing $5 a day. And, you know, I have talked about this a lot where, you know, as professional gigging musicians, you need to build a profit into your gigs because it shouldn't just be on the band leader to sustain the entire band's operations. Like, that shouldn't come out of your cut of performing. You should have a separate profit margin that takes care of like advertising. And so I basically have, you know, roughly $200 built into each gig that, you know, can go back towards marketing and these Facebook ads, which means that, you know, it needs to cost me at most $200 in Facebook ads in order to get one booking for it to be worth it. Which, you know, when you think about that, $200 to get a gig is, it sounds like a lot of money, but it's actually not that much considering, like, if it's effective, and if it works, it works. And if I can get it to cost cheaper than $200, then that is like the gold standard. That's how you really turn on the fuel into your bookings. And of course, you know, this isn't the only way I get bookings. I get them mostly through my partnerships with venues and the directories I list in, plus all the awards my group has won. But why not try something new? You know, it's almost the end of the year, and I don't know when this podcast will be released. Perhaps it will be in the new year when it's released. It's November right now. And, you know, just as professional, as gigging pros, one of the things we do is we keep learning. We are always experimenting and trying new things. And so I have decided that I'm going to try those Facebook ads again because I know that I can make them work. And the thing is, I think that when I first ran the experiment, I wasn't approaching it in a very strategic way, which is great that I validated that we could actually book a gig from it, but it wasn't, you know, it didn't follow a lot of the marketing principles that I've been learning and studying and applying, and that's why I feel like round two is going to be so much better. So here's my plan for round two. Instead of just sending people directly to my website and hoping that they book a consultation with me or submit an inquiry, I am instead going to give them something, because a lot of, you know, advertising these days is give people something first before asking anything in return. And so I'm going to give them something. I'm going to give them a PDF of the most popular Milwaukee wedding music playlists that we've played at actual weddings. And my ad is going to talk about that. I'm going to say, hey, you know, Milwaukee engaged couples, I know that it's tricky getting into wedding planning. There's already so much overwhelm involved in that. It's essentially another full-time job. Plus, most couples getting married have never booked music before, and it's intimidating and overwhelming to think about hiring somebody to handle music when, you know, most people just don't have that much experience planning music in general. So as a solution to that, I would love to offer them this free PDF of Milwaukee's most popular wedding music. And, you know, they will give me their email address in exchange for that. And then after that, I will immediately offer them a free consultation. So it'll be a bit more of a direct approach to getting them to book that consultation, which, as you know from one of the other episodes, that consultation is a sales presentation. That's when I'm selling them on us playing at their wedding. And I have great success with that sales presentation. And actually, I've been, since we launched Book Live Academy, a bunch of my students have started to implement that sales presentation to great success, too. So I think getting more couples to come in through giving them this free download will give me a higher chance of getting more sales presentations. And if I can get one sales presentation by spending $200 in ads, then that will be successful. That'll be the same level of success as I got from the previous one, roughly. But I know that like this style of serving and giving before you ask anything in return does actually have a higher return on investment. So I think it'll go a lot better. I will, of course, give you the results here, because if it works, then this is a secret that needs to be shared. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like all the musicians who listen to this are talented and their music sounds good and it's entertaining. The problem is that they just don't teach marketing in music lessons or music school. And really, that is what moves the needle for how successful you are these days, is your ability to market and sell your services. And that is something that I think there's a huge opportunity for musicians who have that ability to stand out, because I don't believe that it's about learning more songs or getting better at your instrument, which, you know, I think that's natural. You're going to want to do those things anyway as a musician, but I don't think those are the things that make a difference between how many gigs you book once you achieve a certain level. It's the marketing and it's the sales. So I will let you know how that experiment goes. And I hope that this inspires you to start doing some experiments too. If you haven't learned about like running ads or anything like that, you know, I'd be happy to share that with you. Part of this is in the Gigging Secrets book, which is free. You can get your free copy at giggingsecrets.com. But really, where we dive deep in that is inside of Book Live Academy, which is a course. You get a free year subscription of Book Live Pro, the software. And then you also get access to an exclusive Facebook group for Book Live Academy students, where I share screenshots and I go live every week in that exclusive group, just sharing like, hey, here's how you set up a Facebook ad, or here's how I'm doing this in my live music business at this time. So you can actually, you can enroll in that right now. I might not leave this up very long. I just kind of want to do it as an experiment. You know, we always run experiments. But you can enroll right now at bookliveacademy.com if you're interested. But I might take that down soon. So if you're listening to it and it's gone, I'm sorry. There are other ways that you can work with me. But yeah, I hope you guys got some value out of this. And remember, you are just one gig away.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Gigging Musician Podcast. If you liked this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and tag me and post on Instagram, letting me know what you liked about this episode and let me know what you would like to hear in future episodes. That will help me serve you better. Also, I would love to invite you to my upcoming 5-day full-time music challenge. Just give me 5 short days and I will show you a step-by-step plan to make real consistent income with your music. It's totally free and you can register on fulltimemusicchallenge.com. That's fulltime, one word, no dash in between, fulltimemusicchallenge.com. Thanks again, and I hope to see you in my next challenge.